In last week's project, you worked on four game ideas. This week, then, we're going to refine this down to one idea, based both on your choice and selection, some of your research, and of course, my feedback that you should have received at this stage. If you haven't received my feedback at this stage, it's probably because you haven't sent me an email with your original post. So this week, we look at one game idea that we're going to focus on for the rest of the semester. So it's really important to choose one that you think capable of doing. And remember, as I always say about these project ideas, keep them small and concise. Students are often thinking they will be able to achieve more in the planning stage, and then when it comes to execution, are let down. So try and keep your project idea as small and as concise as possible. Again, this week you should budget approximately 1 hour for this assignment. Record your thoughts and ideas plus links and at least one image in the blog post. Again, I don't like putting word counts on these type of assignments, but I assume that the blog post will be roughly the same length as last week's, which is roughly 1,200 words. There's a lot of research and thinking to do, and you'll be aware of how much work needs to be done after the readings this week. So as always, think about some game mechanics, some ideas of action that will take part within your game, link to any sources that you come across. You've been discussing primary and secondary research. Think about that. Images include at least one image with a link to the image where it comes from, and include in the post title game idea research with the labels week four and project. And as always, this is the one assignment you send me an email. Just copy and paste the declaration below into an email and mail it to me. As always, any questions, please don't hesitate to make contact through either Slack or email.